Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking River Rock Outfitter this morning. Good friends April and Keith Peterson are in this morning, and whenever you come, one of the first things I say when you come in is I give the address of the store. I've done that on Sophia Street. I've done that on William Street. I don't know what to say now, and that's what we're going to start off talking about. There's a few things about to happen with River Rock. Good morning, both of you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. We always talk about adventure, and this is.
Another adventure.
That's what I was going to say. You go to your Facebook page or your or the website, and it's always, you know, for your next adventure, all these different things. And I was going to say to you, this is quite the adventure you two are going on. Moving.
Yeah, well, our hashtag is adventure in any direction. And I feel like we're going in many directions in 2025, which is really exciting. But no, the address thing is such like a challenge. If anybody's ever moved and you've tried to work with the postal service, it's all very confusing about where our boxes are going to go. So January 10th, we open in our brand new space on Caroline Street, which I think by the end of all of this, I should be, and I already am in some ways, but definitely a business ambassador. Anybody can call me and say, how does business work on Sophia? How does business work on William? How does business work on Caroline? I may be the only one who knows literally how business operates in all the various areas downtown. So
that would make a great show or a podcast sometime to actually talk about that. Because it's true.
It's wild. I mean, the difference between Sophia Street and William, it was almost as if we had moved to an entirely new town, truly. Total different business, total different customers, different experience altogether. And what I'm feeling just in the little bit of time I've been spending in the new space on Caroline Street, just how different Caroline Street's going to be. You know, when we talk to people who are on Caroline and say, oh, no, you can go visit our store. We're not open yet, but you know what? Our store is open on William Street. They'll say, William Street? Where's William Street?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know where William Street is? Like, it's the major crossroad, you know, to Caroline Street.
Caroline, William, and
but
Princess
people,
Anne.
Like, literally walk Caroline, and that's what they think is our downtown, and they don't ever see some of these, you know, side roads. So I think, you know, I'm excited to see. We'll continue to have our same customers who have followed us from, you know, one location to another. But I'm really excited for the new customers we're going to see on Caroline who, you know, just shop those blocks.
And the block you're on is just so interesting because as the visitor center moves down a couple of blocks, you know, moves down toward the train station, mm-hmm. you kind of take over that. I mean, I know everyone around you is really excited, the business owners I've talked to.
I'm excited, too. You know, that's having neighbors is the one thing we haven't had in business. On Sophia Street, we operated, you know, alone and unafraid. There was nobody there. There wasn't a riverfront park. I mean, when people remember us on Sophia Street, you remember just how just open and blank it was. On William Street, really the same thing. We haven't had a neighbor. I mean, the neighboring businesses have been mm-hmm. in transition really since we've been there. We don't, so we've, again, been operating sort of alone. We haven't had to think about neighbors. And now on Caroline Street, it's going to be the exact opposite. We have residential space above us. So now we've got to think about, you know, our noise levels and, you know, how we operate to be respectful of the person living above us. But then we have neighbors that we'll get to partner with and do fun things with and are responsible to, and you know, so it's just going to be a new way, I think, of doing business, and a lot of new lessons we're going to learn, and I'm excited for that. People who, you know, when people come in and they talk to us all the time about what adventures have you gone on, what trips have you gone on, where have you been, it's hard to explain to people that I love to go outdoors. Keith and I love to ski. I mean, you know, we go to Nepal, we go on hikes. I love to promote the outdoors. But the one thing that it's hard to translate, business is my adventure. I love the aspect of running River Rack. And so for me, this new challenge, this new experience is my sort of mountain, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I'm climbing now and look forward to when I reach that sort of summit, if I get there, and seeing what new challenges it brings. So I'm excited for 2025. And of course, in typical Keith and April fashion, we don't do we don't do anything easy ever. If we talked about our many chapters in life and marriage, nothing is easy. So why would we just move once when we can do two businesses in the same year within 3 months of each other? Why not, Ted?
Well, what's actually really crazy was about 6 months ago, we sat down and had a conversation. It was probably 6 months ago. Yeah, we sat down and had a conversation and said, okay, where does River Rock want to go? What's the strategic direction do we want to take? And at that time, we said, we're not ready to open up a second storefront. Let's put all our eggs in the e-commerce basket and really focus on developing the website. And then,
lo and behold, that's gone really well.
Yeah, and lo and behold, things happen. And next thing you know, we're doing the website and we're opening up two new stores. So,
not at all part of our strategic
plan. No, not part of the plan.
So,
it's sort of tucked in about all this was the fourth quarter and Christmas and the busiest and the biggest time. And so,
yeah.
I can't imagine that you got much sleep.
No, no. But again, you know, I think, you know, when people think about going on a multi-week rafting trip or like a big overseas hike or hiking the AT, anything that takes time, like day after day, and you're tired and you're exhausted and you're worn out, but it's like still this like weird, like fun, that's what we're experiencing. So we're tired and we're stressed and all of those things, but it is exactly where we want to be. I've also told, and lots of people know this, it wasn't a choice. As Key said, we do talk about the strategic vision of River Rock. We celebrated 10 years this year. We knew that there needed to be what is that next thing for River Rock. But what we didn't realize was that our current landlord is also a business owner, and they're expanding like crazy. And so for both of us, we're both growing, and we're both growing out of our spaces. And so when they asked us to move from our current location, that was the impetus for change.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, like a lot of people can appreciate this. It's sort of, I tell people I fly really well. I just don't get out of the nest well. So I sort of need like that push out of the nest, and then I'm going to succeed. But I needed that push.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that push, it's challenging. I didn't appreciate it 60 days ago, but I appreciate that we were pushed, because I think this new plan for River Rock is exactly where we need to
be. And I think ultimately what's really driving us right now is we have that long-term vision. We see where this can be. We see what both storefronts are going to look like. We see the kind of customer base we can grow. And I think that just really energizes us, because, you know, we've still got that long-term vision in our mind, and realizing that, hey, if we put the effort in now, it could be something that's, you know, continues to be great. It continues to be fantastic. So,
quick break. We're going to continue this conversation, because you open on Caroline Street on January 10th. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into all of that too. April and Keith Peterson, River Rock Outfitter this morning. RiverRockOutfitter.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
April and Keith Peterson here this morning from River Rock Outfitter. They are getting ready to begin a two-part move. And the move from William Street to Caroline Street by January 10th. So when's the last day in William Street?
Last day on William Street will be January 5th. So we'll be closed that week of the 6th to open up on the 10th. Keith and I will start, and we already have some of the moving process kind of, you know, at night and when the downtown's not busy.
Yeah.
But no, the plan is to do it really, really quick and get back open on the 10th.
Boy, there's just, because I was going to ask, so how do you just put stuff in your car, the truck, and you just literally move stuff.
Yeah, like lots of people are like, oh, do you have a moving company? And it just makes me giggle. I'm like, no.
No, yeah.
You're looking at it. Literally, this you know what I mean?
You guys are kind of like, it's kind of like you're moving out of the dorm into an apartment. Yeah. You're college students.
It does feel that way. This move, and you know, maybe I'm just being wishful thinking, but I feel like this move is going to be much easier than it was from Sophia to William. Because in Sophia, we had to be out of the space and in the space all at the same time. So there wasn't any place to put anything. Like it was this mad dash and run. This one, you know, we have our current space on William Street because we're paying rent to the end of January. We've got the space on Caroline opening up on the 10th. And then we take ownership, our keys, on January 1st for Central Park. So we will be sitting on that big space too. So I've got all these places to move around the chess pieces, you know, so it's not this like monster, somebody is kicking us out and I've got that deadline. So I think it's going to work out well. And, you know, the funny part about it was when we knew we had to move, you know, we're sitting on 3,500 square feet in our current space. I mean, it's not smart square footage, but it's still 3,500 square feet. Downtown just doesn't offer that square footage. So it was really hard for us to find a space where we could even just figure out how to operate. And the space we're moving into is 1,500 square feet. So it's quite a bit smaller. So when thinking about that space, we had to think about, okay, what type of business is moving in there? And then where are we going to do the rest of our business? And that was the impetus for moving to Central Park. But when we signed that Central Park lease, one of the things on it said you can't operate the same business within 3 miles of your Central Park business. And I was like, well, that's no problem. We're well outside of 3 miles. Do you know we're 2.8 miles from downtown?
No.
Yeah. Yes. So I was like, and of course they waived it. It wasn't a big deal because we're so small. It doesn't matter. But it did make us think, guy, you know, yes, we're super close. So how are these two businesses going to play off of each other, work together, all of that? And, you know, besides the fact that, and everybody knows this, the customers are just different. You know, when I'm downtown, I can't walk anywhere. I feel like downtown business owners are a bit like celebrities in our downtown. You know, you walk around, your customers see you, the people who live downtown. It's like, I can't go anywhere without taking, you know, an hour to go get a coffee because I've seen five people who wanted to stop and ask me a question. I go out someplace on Route 3. Nobody knows who I am. They don't know what River Rock is. Mm-hmm. You try to explain to them, oh, there's this downtown store. They have no idea. There's this whole group of people outside of the 22401 bubble that never come downtown. And it's always been one of those frustrations for us to say, what are the barriers to you coming downtown? And we've worked hard in our work with Main Street to try to fight those, you know, that sort of stigma. And now it's a different feeling because now I'm like, I'm embracing it. You know, we're moving to Central Park with the idea that now I get to support that entire big population of people that never see me downtown. And so it's super exciting to think about all of those people that are going to get to know me. You know, and it's wild because all this time we've grown so slow. I mean, for a business like ours, Keith and I are very like methodical. We think it out. We don't want to spend our retirement dollars, you know. We've been really thoughtful about how we grow River Rock. But we kept thinking, God, somebody else is going to move in. You know, Fredericksburg's growing. We've been talking and working so hard to, you know, introduce this community to its outdoor, you know, assets. Somebody's going to move in and fill this gap, this like kind of mid-market outdoor gap. And they just haven't. And so finally, Keith and I looked at each other and said, then why don't we? We've worked at it for 10 years. We know it. We've gotten smart at business. We know these brands. We've got great relationships with the outdoor industry. Why can't it be us?
Yeah.
So that's our Central Park location. You know, and I think that's how our two stores are going to work together and why it makes sense is that our downtown location is beautiful. If anybody is like, put their head to the window at 708 Caroline Street.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And seeing the transformation. It's gorgeous.
Bright.
It's bright. It's beautiful. The wood floors, the history and the lights. There's so much history in that building that we are so excited to talk about. For anybody who knows, I have a master's in history. It's kind of what I worked at the Fredericksburg Area Museum, decades ago. I'm so excited to be able to have that connection to a building with that level of history that I can talk to people about and share both of my passions. But it's going to be very much a lifestyle boutique. It's going to be where you go to get the clothes that makes you feel like you're, connected to the outdoors. Clothes and shoes and all outdoor lifestyle. Beautiful place to shop. Our Central Park location is going to be what I think Keith and I have really dreamt about for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's what we wanted when we first opened our doors, but realized we couldn't have it at that time
because the big stuff.
Our community wasn't ready for it at that time. I think we've built up enough community that now we can be that. So it's bringing back our kayaks and SUPs. It's bringing back more pack brands, bringing back more outdoor gear brands and fun things that you want to come check out, filters and stoves and, cooking supply, all the things. It'll still be clothes, it'll still be shoes, it'll be all of that. We've got a humongous surprise that I am saving until probably February regarding a shoe brand that we're going to be a shop and shop for this shoe brand, and we're so excited about it. So there's so many things I'm excited about for Central Park, but the two stores are going to be very different. It'll feel very different. You can shop at both of them and feel the difference and not feel like you've kind of go into the same store. They're not going to compete in that way.
Not at all.
And we're really excited about that, and it makes sense, I think, for Fredericksburg at this time.
I'm sure it'll be exciting for you when the first person comes in to Central Park who's local and says, how long have you been around kind of thing.
Well, it's kind of like one of those things, too, where you're excited about it, you're a little bit apprehensive, you're a little bit worried about it, just because, we've got this great rapport that we've built in downtown, and now we're, it's a completely different customer base. So we want everybody to have the same sort of experience that they've had with us in downtown, and being sure that we can replicate that for Central Park. And I think that's one of the things that April and I talk about all the time is, do we have the right product assortment? Do we have the right gear? Are we going to be able to have the same sort of feel walking into Central Park that people love about the shop downtown? And that's one of the things that we're kind of excited about. We're really trying to make it feel like just an extension of what we currently have. And I think, Central Park is going to be that true kind of quintessential gear shop where we have, an area set up for tents, so you can see what it's like to, set up a campsite for the first time. People are going to be able to pull kayaks off the rack and sit in them and try them. Things that we did when we first opened up and then realized we just didn't have the space for that in downtown. So, I think we're very excited about that aspect of the new location.
In some ways, Central Park is kind of what you were on Sophia Street, mm-hmm. but you've got more experience mm-hmm. and confidence that it's going to work.
Oh man, that's exactly what it is. I don't know that I would have had thick enough skin in a lot of ways or the knowledge to operate in Central Park. One of the things about downtown that's super special is that it's sort of, I describe it as a little bit of like a warm hug. It's not as if like business hasn't been difficult, but I feel like there's a safety net built in a little bit because you've got friends, you've got Main Street, you've got the city off. Mm-hmm. Like it's people just sort of take care of each other downtown, and you can fail and your customers forgive you for it, and they want to watch you grow. Central Park, I don't think it's going to be that. It's going to be a little bit more of competing a little bit with the big boys. I don't think it's not going to be, there's no warm hug involved. It's going to be an expectation that we know what we're doing. We have to bring our game to operate in Central Park, and we're really excited to do that. And the one thing that's not going to, and I've got the confidence level to do that, right? To take the criticism, to change on a dime, to make sure that it's running appropriately. One of the things that's going to be so important for our Central Park location, and I'm excited about this piece, people know this about River Rock. I don't bring anything into the store unless I and my staff know how to use it, and we've personally used it. That is 100% our commitment. And if I can't use it, if it doesn't make sense to me, I drop it. And that's why our products are constantly rotating, particularly in the camping section, because it's stuff that we use, it's stuff that we like, it's stuff that we know how to talk about. and we can teach our customers how to use it. Central Park is going to be no different. The worst thing about going into any outdoor store, big box, small specialty, it doesn't matter, is when you walk in and no one can help you. And you're left in an aisle to your own devices, mm-hmm. right? And you see seven different camp stoves and you're like, what the heck? It's the first thing that's going to turn somebody away is if they don't have that personalized service. We are not going to give that up just because we're going to Central Park. So we've got to double down on it, which means more product, more education, more knowledge, more pressure on the staff to be able to know that and to be able to help our customers. But I think that's the good side of it. That's what you're going to get, which currently I don't think we have locally, is that like literally that same one-on-one, let us help you find exactly what you need to get outdoors.
And your staff is like you say, so knowledgeable and they're enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it's not like anybody that you deal with, it's not as though this is just my part-time job to make some money whatever. I mean, there's an interest and a passion, and that's what not many stores have.
It's a real test. You should walk into any outdoor store, and the test isn't even so much what they carry, because you shouldn't judge them by that. There's probably a reason why they're carrying what they're carrying. What you should judge them by is, can you walk up to the staff and say, I'm interested in going on a local hike, something around 3 to 5 miles, where should I go? If they can't answer that question, turn around and walk away. I mean, really, truly, the staff should be able to talk to you about how to, paddle on the river and what gear should you need. Whether we carry it or not, it doesn't matter. People know that they can come in and talk to my staff or shoot me a text or an email and ask me questions. And regardless if I carry it or not, I will talk to you about the best gear that you need to do what you're going to do. And all of my staff can talk to you about where to go rock climbing, where to go paddling, where to go, on what trail system. And we're part of building that outdoor community. And the fact that I get to expand my staff is super exciting about these moves. More people, getting more people outdoors safely.
We've talked for a half hour and haven't really said, where in Central Park are you going to be? It just occurred to me.
So that's the best part of all of this. We landed in a great spot. So we're right in between Hobby Lobby and Five Below. So in that primary, it's 1382 Silver.
Carl D. Silver.
Carl D. Silver Parkway. But it's the little red awning right next to Five Below is the best way for me to describe it.
That like you said, that is really one of the more...
Yeah, it's like right across the street from Lowe's.
Yeah, very heavily traveled.
Well, I mean, when we put, we had a friend who was able to sort of track traffic to Central Park.
Yeah.
That shopping, that strip, by far, not just a little bit, but by far has the most traffic to it.
Has to, yeah.
And so for us to have the small little space among those big guys, it's just, it's ideal.
And on Caroline Street, you're going to be in Bill Beck's old location.
It is.
Right down by the pawn shop and by the old visitor center.
The old visitor center. And that place has a surprise, too. That I can't wait to show you.
I have not heard about that one either. Quick break. We're going to continue on. April and Keith Peterson. What good stuff this morning. They are getting ready to move. The Caroline Street location will open on January 10th. We'll continue to talk about that, and we will squeeze in at the last bit. We'll talk a little bit about adventure in the winter. More on News Talk 1230 WFEA.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFBA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Keith and April Peterson here this morning from River Rock Outfitter as they get ready to make a big, big move. So I guess what you're doing when you talk about moving to Caroline Street and that opening on the 10th, that the things that go to Caroline Street are going to Caroline Street now. The things that are going to go to Central Park are being taken to Central Park right now.
Yeah. So a good bit of like our used gear program, which has just been one of the most exciting things we've done and most popular, I think, for us, that will not follow us to Caroline Street. So our reboot program will go to Central Park. most of our gear will go to Central Park.
Okay.
But our clothes and our shoes and what most people are purchasing from us will still be found at Caroline Street, which we're excited about. And so when we open up, I don't even know that most people, there's so many people, like people who understand the configuration of our shop now, so many people just shop the top part. They don't even go down the hall into like our used gear and gear section. They look down there and they say, oh, I'm not really outdoorsy. I don't need to go down there. So there's always been this fight on how to get people to just, no, roam around the whole shop. You'll find something that you like. So most people will know our shop and they will recognize it when it goes to Caroline Street, you know, what I'm selling and what I'm doing. But, you know, the wild part that I would tell people is, you know, in addition to moving the store, opening a second store, for anybody who's in business, you'll understand why this is important. Our current sales system is very rudimentary. It worked for us when we opened up our store, but it doesn't allow for multiple stores. So we also have to change our point of sale system,
which
anybody's had to change a point of sale system when they have like 80,000 SKUs. And there's not many, I don't know that there's any store downtown that understands that number, but like, the, you know, people within our industry understand how many SKUs we have. It's just, it's a lot. And we're going from like a big computer to these little like high-tech iPads. So there's a lot that's changing with this new store, a lot of upgrades that we're excited about, a lot of things that can go wrong.
I never thought of that.
It'll be a little bit like, really, in a lot of ways, all the data, it's hard to pull it out of our current system. So we're, a lot of that data is just going to go away. In a lot of ways, it's like we're opening up. It's like a brand new chapter for us, which is, again, we did 10 years. And now this is the next decade. And in a lot of ways, really, truly, it is for us because new systems, new accounting systems, new point of sale systems, you know, new locations, the way we have new staff, the way we're going to have to train.
Train, yeah.
Where do I spend my time? You know, like Keith and I have always on Christmas Eve, we've allowed our staff to not work. And Keith and I have always done Christmas Eve. We've always done Small Business Saturdays together. These things aren't going to happen in the future because we're going to have these two stores. So much about it is, it's just, it's new. It's new. It's fresh. It's going to, you know, make mistakes and the systems are not going to work as we try to get them in place. And you're going to see, you know, frazzled staff. And, but it's, again, it's all part of the adventure. And we're really excited about it.
And I'm sure, as you described it, just I never thought of the point of sale and just, I mean, as
it's really just a lot of just really everything. It's the point of sale. It's having to reestablish, you know, accounts with, you know, different utility companies, you know, moving over the phone system, moving over, you know, power, everything, to even include, you know, when we, you know, in our industry, in a lot of like, you know, retail industries, if you will, you know, your purchasing is done a year in advance. So when we found out that we were going to be moving, you know, April had done all the buying for, you know, William Street. So now we're looking at, okay, now we're going to have two storefronts, you know, two kind of different stores, and we're already long in the tooth for, you know, purchasing for spring inventory. So now it's like, okay, now we have to go back and backtrack and figure out, okay, we already have these orders in place. What do we cut? What do we divide? What do we add on to so that we can support two storefronts? It's just like a lot of just weird stuff that, you know, normally people plan for a second storefront years in advance. And for us, that
not
just simply did not
days.
Happen. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just nothing about this makes sense in reality. It will work out, and that's my one promise. It will work out. But like outdoor gear doesn't just get built. It's made. It's we order a year in advance because it's got to be made. So now for me to go and hunt and find it to fill up these stores, you know what I mean? It's all these little things. But again, I was feeling really comfortable. And that's not usually a great place for a brain like mine. You know what I mean? Being comfortable is not really good for me. I like it. It feels good. I started dreaming about vacations we were going to have.
not right away.
Now we're having no vacation plans. But for my brain, and I think Keith's brain too, having these kinds of challenges that we now have to work out, it's really good. It's really healthy for us. this challenge, and I'm excited about it. And I'm excited for our customers to see us really have these challenges, because that's been a part of it too. I've been an open book. You know, that was my role on I think that's a little bit of like my legacy to a certain degree, is that I talk a lot. I open my books. I tell you the goods and the bads and the struggles and nothing's hidden. And so I'm excited for people to see this next chapter for us. It's going to be one wild 2025.
Well, and I can envision just one easy thing is, it's always been, if there ever was a question or something wasn't working, or, you know, April's over in an office or Keith's over there, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you might not be, you know, if something's there's a problem downtown and you're in Central Park, one of you, you know, and mm-hmm. it's just you know, you're not there.
Yeah, those are the big challenges. I mean, personnel, besides just the, you know, we were talking about the ordering piece and the inventory, and personnel is another big challenge. You know, we've always been a really tight-knit crew.
Yeah.
All of my staff have been. And I've been so lucky to find the people that I've found over the years, but we're really tight and close-knit. And now we've got to open up those doors, and I've got to trust people to do things in a way that I haven't had to trust them before, yep. because I've always been there and could make those bigger decisions. So we'll be hiring our first manager, which is another big step for us. Exciting stuff for us. You know, we'll have a little bit of a hierarchy, mm-hmm. which is kind of fun too, because maybe I can move, you know, in the next few years, move myself into more of a leadership role where I can really execute some of the vision yeah. that I've had for the company with a staff with a bit of hierarchy underneath it. And then I think that's great for my staff, because, you know, in looking at all the amazing people I've had over the years, the majority of them have left for that reason. There wasn't that growth opportunity for them, because I was always taking the spot of the leader, the manager in the store.
Yeah, never thought of that.
And I never had that. And so we've helped those people find other jobs where they could have upward mobility. But now River Rock's going to be able to have some of that, because we'll have some of leadership positions within those things. So, you know, even that challenge I'm excited about, because, you know, we have special staff, and I'm excited that I can offer them those opportunities to grow and stay with me.
Well, I would think that the timing, although, you know, we've talked about that, the timing as far as the time of year seems like this is a good time, because people aren't buying. Mm-hmm. People are thinking about it. They've either bought it for Christmas or are going to wait until it starts getting warm.
Yeah, and we talked about the stress of the timing, and that it was really hard to try to make all of these plans happen quickly. But the one blessing in the timing is that fourth quarter is our best quarter
yeah.
as far as cash goes. So the fact that we can roll into first quarter with cash behind us, and then knowing that first quarter is slower, it does make it is sort of the best of both worlds for us to make all of these changes yep. in first quarter. And then the goal would be Central Park opens April 1st. And so the goal is we hit spring running. Downtown will have already been open for a few months. It's gonna, you know, it should be smooth by then. Central Park will open April 1st to a lot of excitement. And boom, we're hitting the road for spring and summer.
Yep.
And so that was by design. We're really excited about that timing. We'll see how it goes.
So just a real off the wall question. So I come in the middle of February and want something that will be at Central Park. Can I still get it?
Well, probably yes and no. If we have it, you know, one of the things we're going to do is we want to really start Central Park new. And so we want to start it with all the new, latest, freshest
yeah.
gear. What we will be doing in January at a date to be announced is having a monster moving sale. My goal is to get rid of anything that is not going to downtown. So that's exciting for people out there who are wanting like a good deal. And that includes our used gear, but it includes all the other gear that won't be following us downtown.
Okay.
So we'll try to push all of that out before we leave. And that way we can start as fresh and new as possible with Central Park in spring.
with everything that's going on, you two are remarkably calm. I would never know. If I walked in here, I'd be thinking this is just the same old, you know, we're gonna talk about hiking Shenandoah in the winter.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is the benefit. People ask us, they ask me all the time, how in the world do I work with Keith? And my guess is maybe people ask him the same question. But I think this is where having somebody like a best friend and spouse as your partner really works out, because we can talk about these things constantly. We both enjoy it, so it's usually fun conversations. We both have totally different strengths. Totally different. If you were to ask Keith right now, what is 708 Caroline Street going to look like when we open on January 10th? I would be curious to know what he said.
I think, what is 708 Caroline Street?
I don't think he knows. He has no idea.
Caroline Street?
But he trusts that I know what that's going to look like. And I trust that as the accountant and the finance guy, that he's going to be able to pay for it. Yeah. Or otherwise, he's thrown up red flags.
Right.
And vice versa. I'm throwing up red flags. And so if I had to do it by myself, goodness, you know, we work really well together. And in times like this, particularly when our backs are up against the wall and we have to make decisions, we tend to come out fighting. And I think you're going to see the work of it next year.
Yeah. No, this is, my wife's always saying, because we're not alike, and she's always saying if both are the same, one isn't needed.
Yes.
So
this is
a perfect example.
Yeah, yes. Very true.
This is also going to be a great book someday. This is going to be some kind of a business book you can write. And you can go and, you know, April, you can go and you'll do, you can be, you can, I can see you teaching at a, you can teach business lessons at somewhere.
People know this about me. My favorite thing is to talk about business to the point where it's obnoxious, right? I love to talk about it. And I look forward to one day being able to just tell everybody everything that I learned.
Yeah.
But this will certainly be an important chapter in that, because we're learning something right now.
Yes.
A lot of somethings right now.
Well, I can't wait when we get back together and do another show sometime in the spring, just to see how it's all come to how it's all come together.
Well, luckily we run an outdoor store, so we know how to carry heavy things. We know how to hike and Sherpa and move stuff. So it's not other stores, I would imagine that would be difficult for their staffs. For us, you will literally see us humping stuff from William Street to the Caroline Street location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you need to get a break, especially when it gets warm, you can go out and you can kayak some afternoon and just try to get away from it all.
There
That's exactly right. Yeah. So it works out well.
Quick break. We'll wrap it up when we come back. RiverRockOutfitter.com. RiverRockOutfitter.com. You can follow all of this also on Facebook, too. April and Keith Peterson. River Rock Outfitter moving January 10th to Caroline Street and then April 1st to Central Park. We'll be back to wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
April and Keith Peterson here. Well, this has been a much different, I mean, we were going to talk about this for some of the time, but it became so interesting to me to hear about this, just because there's just so much happening. And I guess one of the things that you have all from the get-go of this, April, have talked and, you know, told customers kind of, especially at this point, be patient.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be some bumps, and there's going to be just we all have moved.
Yeah.
And it's never smooth.
No, it's never smooth. You know, just knowing where things are, learning new, you know, location, new processes, all of it. But I'll tell you, honestly, that's the fun part for us. And I think people know us well enough that at every stage we try to be as professional as possible. So, you know, we pull it off. But we do ask for some patience and some fun. And I hope you guys come see us in January, because I'm super proud of the work that we've done so far. And I'm excited for how we're going to operate in this new space on Caroline Street with our new neighbors. It's, you know, We're next to Benny's, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I did think of that, too.
I mean, how are we going to stop ourselves from eating pizza every day?
I know.
We're going to have to go on some great big adventure.
I know all the businesses, because I've talked to a number of the businesses there, and everyone is so excited. Your store has been, it's been a magnet. And I think you'll even find people on Caroline Street that somehow didn't know you were on Sophia Street or William Street.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what's exciting for that block is we're going to be bringing customers with us who come to downtown just to see River Rock. And we have a lot of customers that are like that. They're just coming because we're an outdoor store. And now they're going to get introduced to a whole new section of downtown that they wouldn't have seen prior.
Yeah.
And I think vice versa.
Exactly.
I mean, think of all the people that shop at those stores in 700, 800 block of Caroline who never thought twice about an outfitter being on William Street. And so it's just that sharing back and forth. Again, it's what I've always loved, that Main Street feeling of having friends and neighbors. It's what I enjoy most about business. I don't like to operate. Keith and I were talking about this. You know, Keith, as an accountant and spreadsheet guy, he can sit in an office all day long and never feel lonely. In fact, he'd prefer that. For me, on the exact opposite, I love teams. I love strategizing with other people, and I love talking and being around people. And so for me, you know, being a little separated has been kind of weird. Like, that's the one piece of business I haven't enjoyed. So I'm really excited about having, you know, nosy neighbors. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm excited about going and knocking on a door to ask if I can borrow something. You know, when we run out of $1 bills, Ted, where do I go to get $1 bills right now?
It's a pain.
Where I don't have a neighbor to say, can you help me cash a 20? You know,
yeah.
I have to run to the bank. I know these things sound silly, but to other business owners, they'd understand. Now I can just go to my neighbor and say, can you give me 20 ones? I ran out of ones.
Yeah.
It's like a cup of sugar, you know.
It kind
of
goes back to really the beginning of when we set up River Rock to begin with. It's, you know, that whole community aspect and really kind of getting ourselves. I mean, we've always been involved with the community, but from like a pure business to business, neighbor to neighbor type aspect. I think this gives us the opportunity to jump back in that ring and really focus on kind of the downtown community for the Caroline Street store.
It just occurred to me, Keith, that when you two were the first one, when I was doing a business podcast years ago, were the first ones I did with it. I remember sitting and I think we did it on Sophia Street.
Probably.
And I remember you talking about, I remember saying to you, is this what you envisioned? And you said, not at all. This is what we wanted to do. But the whole focus, once we got going, we discovered this is what we have to do.
Yep.
And that's kind of what's happening again.
That's exactly what's happening. It's also kind of the exciting part, too, especially opening up the new store in Central Park. We have an idea of what it could be and what people will be interested in buying. But, you know, that's just part of the adventure is figuring out what are the products that people are really interested in and what people want to go home with.
And I think that, you know, I mean, you know, maybe as sort of like a wrap-up thing. I mean, I think that is our message. And it always has been. It always has been, you know, don't linger too long in the comfortable. Whether it's for outdoor adventures, you know, me telling you, you got to get out in a kayak. Don't be scared of it. Let me introduce this to you. It's no different for us now when we look at each other and say, we were lingering too long in the comfortable. We got to get back out there in the adventure, something hard, something challenging, something new. And I think maybe that needs to be our 2025 message. I feel like 2024 in so many ways has just felt, it's just felt long in a lot of ways. I look back and, you know, the river wasn't holding water, so I didn't get out and paddle as much. It was hot, like the summer was 100 plus days. So I didn't even get outdoors in a way that I normally do in 2024. And my message to everybody would be, hopefully in 2025, just seek out those adventure opportunities, no matter how busy your schedule is. Get out of your comfortable, come talk to us about ways you can hit the trail, hit the river, hit the rocks, do something fun in 2025.
RiverRockOutfitter.com, April and Keith Peterson. They move to Caroline Street January 10th, Central Park April 1st. We'll keep you updated. Thank you all.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.